Well, the strike starts, you know, today, Wednesday, November 10. It's a warning strike against the federal government, you know, for their refusal or delay in implementing the national minimum wage. The minimum wage, like you know, is the basis for which negotiation in all sectors of the economy. A tripartite committee was set up, which agreed on 18,000 in the minimum wage, you know, per month for the listed worker in Nigeria. But since April, when this committee has submitted its report, the government has delayed the implementation of this agreement. And so we have given a warning strike to the federal government to implement the minimum wage.
But Chris, you just met with President Goodluck Jonathan about this strike. Were you not pleased with the meeting? That is why you embarking on the strike today?
Well, we heard the president, you know, passionately appealed that for the sake of the economy, it will not be fair for us to carry out the strike, and that he has been a very labor-friendly, you know, president, stating that he has already approved payment of 70,000 a month to public service, you know, workers, and therefore the marginal payment of that's 1,000 in addition will not be a problem to the federal government, and that he needed to carry other stakeholders along, meaning the private sector and also the state governments, and so he was craving our indulgence for patience. Well, we heard him out, but again, the organ that caused the strike was the National Executive Council. And so we are summoning that organ for a meeting, you know, tomorrow by 12 p.m. So there we are going to present the views of the president and the organ, which is the National Executive Council, NECO of the Nigerian Congress and the Chief of Congress, will then take a decision.
But despite the president's assertion, the strike will go on unabated. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, the strike goes on.
Did the president specifically say why there was a delay or refusal by the federal government to implement an already agreed proposal for the payment of federal workers?
Well, the president explained that there was an attempt to call the National Council of State meeting, which is the organ that would have endorsed the minimum wage, and attempts to call that council meeting was not successful until he was able to do so the last week. But we are saying that the National Council of States has nothing to do with the fixing of minimum wage. It is in Nigeria, the minimum wage is in the exclusive list and not the concurrent list, you know, the constitution of this country. And therefore, the business of fixing minimum wage is between the federal government and the National Assembly. You know, in previous years when the minimum wage was fixed, after the tripartite committee comprising of labor, governments and employers have fixed minimum wage, a bill is sent by the executive to the National Assembly. So we wondered why the National Council of State has to endorse the minimum wage before going to the National Assembly, you know. And so we did not really recognize, the delay, by governments. And then we told him so.
Chris, are you saying that the Nigeria workforce is not pleased with how the federal government has handled the whole issue of fixing the minimum wage?
Definitely they are not.
And you think by embarking on this strike, you will force them to implement the minimum wage?
Of course. The notice of strike, had already had results in the sense that it has forced the federal government to start taking action, you know, on the process of ensuring that the agreed minimum wage fixed by the tripartite committee goes to the National Assembly. So I think that the notice of strike has actually ginger the federal government to action by calling the National Council of State, which we don't really believe that the Council of State has the rights to fix the law. So I think the strike has achieved some purpose.
How long will this strike last?
The strike is to last for 3 days, and it's a warning strike.
It's a 3-day strike, you said?
Yes. starting from Wednesday up to Friday.